Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Join us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff, joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Some exciting news coming this holiday season, Heather. Tell us about it.
Absolutely. The Beef Checkoff is putting a big push on the holidays this year because heaven knows we all need a little holiday and Christmas cheer. So to remind consumers across the country that beef is the only protein they want to feed their families this holiday season, we are so excited that our brand Beef It's What's for Dinner is returning to broadcast television. For the first time since 2003, Beef Checkoff funded advertisements will be on television, airing a limited number of ads during the Hallmark Channel's Countdown to Christmas movies. So while broadcast television is usually out of our reach, the opportunity to advertise on the Hallmark Channel's Countdown to Christmas Movie Marathon boiled down for us to the right network, the right ad, the right time, and the right price tag. We are excited about the upcoming holiday season, so literally, Ron, stay tuned.
Thank you, Heather. And you can go to oklabeef.org, click on Cattleman's Corner for more information.
Today's cattle futures market started off this morning early, down significantly following a cattle on feed report on Friday. But the live cattle finished higher and feeder cattle finished higher after starting off the day lower. December live cattle finished up about 15 at 110.62. And that was about the same across the board. Way out there in April of 22, it was up more of about 67 at 121.55. But generally speaking, 10 to 30 cents higher on the live cattle. Feeder cattle were anywhere from 40 to 80 cents higher. The January is up 47 at 140.92. March is up 87. Or so at 143.17. So a really strong market to finish the day higher. On Friday, that cattle on feed report showed an on-feed number of 100% of last year, right at 12 million heads. So there's a lot of cattle on feed. The placements were 91%, right in line with what the expectations were, and then the market at number 98%. And that report was exactly like the on-feed estimates were calling the report to be. Boxed beef at midday looks like it's going to be down, or excuse me, up $1.66 on choice to 210.29. Select up 257. They put them at 196.84. So that's one of the bright spots that the boxed beef has come up just a touch.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Are you looking for something unusual or hard to find? But you just might find it on HighBid.com. It's the online auction site for, well, just about everything. HighBid.com has estate sales, closeouts, liquidations, even government-seized vehicle auctions. And it's easy to bid on office furniture, antiques, sports memorabilia, restaurant equipment, motorboats, and even arcade games. You can search for items by name or just simply see where the next page takes you. Visit HighBid.com. That's HIBID.com. And find what you're looking for today.
Today's grain futures and also overnight were extremely volatile. We finished about 21 cents higher on the January beans. It's a new high at 1240. March beans up 21 and a quarter. May's up 21. So the beans were the leader here, really driving the market higher. Corn finished up 2 to 2.5 cents or so, had about a 10 cent range from the high to the low. And they also made new highs. March went up and touched $4.40 here. So that's also a really good market. Cotton today finished down 220. It looks like in March at 74.96. Pretty disappointing there. The dollar is up a little bit today, also pressuring some of the U.S. ag products. And Kansas City and Chicago wheats were both slightly higher, 2 to 4 cents higher. Looks like the biggest news thing today is they passed the COVID relief package, which has a small bit of it in there for agriculture. But also this headline of the second strain, supposedly, that's been kind of driving the trade today. At least that's the talk. I don't think it's any more lethal or any different in terms of the symptoms. It just seems like they spread a lot easier. So that has worries that these countries around the world are going to reshut down their economies. I think Britain has had some of these cases. So they're worried about shutting down Britain and what that spreads throughout the world.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. It'll be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in line of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.